We are joined now by Laura Morrison. You might know her from the Chamber of Commerce, but she is here to talk about Martha's Day, which is coming up on Tuesday, July 8th, a little bit more than a month from now, at Bimala's Curry Blossom Cafe in Chapel Hill. Second annual Martha's Day, last year's event, drew 300 people to Bimala's and raised about $5,000. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
So what is Martha's Day for people who don't know?
Yeah, Martha's Day is a celebration of Martha Pearson, who was my mother. July 8th is her birthday. It's a celebration of her life. She died when I was 9 from domestic violence. I guess you can't die from domestic violence, but her death was a domestic violence-related death, and so I thought it would be great to start an event to celebrate her birthday, but also to raise money for Compass Center for Women and Families. So it's a dinner with live music, just a general fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun.
And again, $5,000 raised just last year, and that was the first event, which I remember you put together very quickly. So
yeah.
This year, you've been putting it together for quite a while now.
Yeah, last year, I think it was 4 weeks from the time we decided to do an event to the time of the event. We raised $5,000. This year we've taken more time to plan and be more thoughtful in the planning process. So it's going to run a little differently this year, but we're hoping to raise much more than we did last year.
Yeah. So talk about and you've worked with the Compass Center for Women and Families on this last year, doing it again this year. Talk about the domestic violence issue as it relates to us here locally and nationally as well. How widespread this is.
Sure. So I asked Compass Center staff how many clients they served last fiscal year, 2012, 2013. They served 761 clients. Mm. And granted, I didn't ask them where those clients came from, but I imagine they came from our area.
It's local. Right.
This fiscal year, we still have 5 weeks left to go in the fiscal year, and they've already served 893 clients.
Wow.
So that's a significant increase in those 2 years. So that's locally. And I also spoke to Chris Blue, the chief of the Chapel Hill Police Department, and in 2013, police officers spent 648 hours responding to 335 domestic violence-related calls.
Wow.
And that equals about a minimum of $11,000 in police time spent on those calls. So I think a lot of people think Chapel Hill's safe, and that doesn't happen here, but it does. And then, of course, nationally, the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence says that 1 in 3 women will experience domestic violence in their lifetime.
That's incredible. And we talk about this when we're talking about sort of sexual violence on campus as well, that you mentioned the number of clients that the Compass Center has dealt with has increased this year versus last year. And that's a striking number. But what's actually worse is the fact that might actually be a good sign, because it means that people are talking about it and getting help and reaching out more, because there's so much of this is hidden as well.
Mm-hmm. It's something that we talk about a lot, and I had a conversation recently with Compass Center staff about, is the increase an actual increase in incidences, or is it just more people reaching out?
Yeah.
And I mean, you really can't say,
because
we don't know how many events go unreported, but I think it is an important note that most women who are sexually abused and often who experience domestic violence don't call the police or don't seek help, because a lot of women in those situations perceive that to be more dangerous. If they leave or if they seek help, that can create a more dangerous situation for them than if they stay or don't reach out to family,
and
friends.
So often the burden of proof falls on them, and there's still that social stigma attached. Like, there's all of these things that we like to think are no longer the case that still very much are.
Exactly. And I think something we also don't think about it is it's not just women who are victims.
Mm-hmm.
It's men who get caught in the crossfire. I was looking at data from the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence today, and some of the murders that happened in North Carolina last year were men killing other men that were that were the new partners of their ex-girlfriend. So a man would kill someone else who is now dating his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just women being killed. It's also men inflicting violence on other men. And then you see a lot of these things. I mean, like the shooting in California.
California, yeah. And so many people just got defensive and said, well, he shot men as well as women, so this has nothing to do at all with
violence
gender,
against women, right?
But that was what it was about.
Right.
Yeah.
I think people forget that when you're talking about violence against women, you're kind of talking about the culture we create around mm-hmm. gender as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that, those stereotypes or gender roles we put onto people negatively affect men just as much as they negatively affect women.
Mm-hmm.
And men are victims. They're the majority of perpetrators. Females are the majority of victims, but men are also victims of domestic violence.
We're speaking with Laura Morrison. She's planning Martha's Day again Tuesday, July 8th at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe in Chapel Hill, 6 to 9 p.m. on that evening. Vimla is involved in so many things in the area. She's just such a great person in the community as well to help out with this.
Oh, yeah.
How many other people are working behind the scenes as
So I have to give a major shout out to Compass Center staff,
mm-hmm.
Specifically Ilyasa. She is their communications guru, and she's been helping me on the logistical end with their staff. They have an incredible staff. And so it's mostly me, Ilyasa, and Vimala working mm-hmm. on the actual logistics. But we have community members and organizations who are being super supportive. Molly Maid of Chapel Hill is our presenting sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
A Better Image did all of our invites for us. Inatech and Cake are sponsoring. They sponsored our postage. They're sponsoring raffle items. DSI is donating a ticket to show for every raffle ticket sold. So a lot of organizations are coming together on the back end to help make it happen.
Yeah. You mentioned a raffle. What else is this going to entail? It's a $35 ticket
mm-hmm.
that gets you dinner at Vimala's.
Right.
It gets you...
it includes your donation
to the Compass Center.
Right.
There's raffles as well.
There's a raffle. I think the most exciting raffle item is an iPad mini.
Mm-hmm.
But also we have Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center oil changes and tire rotations.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 90-minute massage. And then we have live music from Tristan Yance and Steve Price. So it's just a dinner. We're working out some other entertainment, but for now that's all I can fully say and commit to. But just a dinner for people to come together. And it is very likely that we will have a representative from the Chapel Hill PD available
mm-hmm.
to talk to folks about
mm-hmm.
domestic violence in our community
and
as well.
And it's so important, not just that you're paying tribute to your mother and raising the awareness of domestic violence, but just the act of raising awareness of domestic violence is itself accomplishing such a great deal over and above the money that's going to get raised from it.
Right. I think money goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
It's helpful in helping Compass Center run organizationally, but I think this is not an optimistic thing to say. I think domestic violence is such an entrenched problem that it's hard for me to imagine ending it forever.
Right.
But I think the only way we could even start to do that is by educating ourselves about what it is and that it actually happens. Because I think it's so much more appealing to be like, that doesn't happen to my friends or in my community, so I don't have to worry about it. Or I'm not an abuser, so why should I care? So this is just, you know, my opportunity to show people, hey, this is a conversation worth having. And I think a lot of people say this about sexual assault, but I'll say it about domestic violence as
mm-hmm.
well. It gets a lot of its power from the silence that surrounds
yes.
it. Women are not empowered to speak out about it. And so this is our chance to come together as a community and say, you know, we need to not be silent around this because that breaks some of its power.
And we've seen this on the other side, we've seen this in the last couple of weeks. Men often don't speak out about it because they don't do it, so it's not their issue. And
right.
Yeah.
And I think
speaks out about it.
Exactly. And a nice retort to that is if there are women in your life that you love, you absolutely have a reason to care about this issue because they have a 1 in 4 chance of experiencing domestic violence.
Yeah. So how can people get involved in Martha's Day?
So tickets are $35, like you said, and they are available online if you visit compassctr.org/Martha's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy tickets online, and tickets for the raffle are available online. So even if you can't be at the event, you can participate in the raffle. You don't have to be present to win. And then, of course, if you can't be there but want to contribute more than a $5 raffle ticket, you can make online contributions as well. And the other thing that people can do to help out is just spread the word, not only about the event, but about Compass Center and its services.
All right. Again, that's July 8th. That is a Tuesday evening, 6 to 9 p.m. at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe. Great location there on Franklin Street. Great food. It's worth it for so many reasons, and you are contributing to a great cause. And Laura, thank you so much for all that you're doing to raise awareness and help out the Compass Center. It's such an important cause.
Thanks for having me.